Blog Talk Radio.
Shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. God be merciful unto us and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us, that thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon earth. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the herd yielder increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Lord, I thank you tonight, and I bless your name, and I praise you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come into your presence tonight as the host of another show proclaiming your Son, Jesus Christ, throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission. I pray, O Father, in the name of Jesus, that the Holy Spirit will guide me throughout this show tonight. And I pray that souls will be touched and lives will be changed. Father, I thank you once again for the opportunity to minister to your people. Lord, I bless you tonight, and I thank you. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Ministries presents Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World by Honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Wednesday and Sundays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, please email us at hodminister@gmail.com. Or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. You can visit our social Christian network at www.myhocm.ning.com. Our online Bible Institute at Our online Bible Institute at www.houseofchristbibleinstitute.org. Our online bookstore at www.houseofchristbookstore.com. Our online Bible college at www.houseofchristbiblecollege.org. You can also visit our affiliated school of ministry, House of David Ministries, Inc., at www.reverseofrevival.com. And once again, we would like to advise you that we have recently established House of David School of Ministries in Orlando, Florida.
Mighty confidence in His glorious name.
Ministries, Inc. is an apostolic ministry that shares the gospel of Jesus Christ throughout a variety of mediums. From our radio broadcast, House of Christ Ministries proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission. Our monthly mailing lessons, our social Christian network, our online Bible Institute and Bible College, our posting of words of the day on numerous websites. We are reaching hundreds throughout the world for Jesus Christ. It is our desire to take the uncompromised and anointed word of God to the whole world, starting with our local community, bringing lost souls to a practical relationship with Jesus Christ. Our mission at House of Christ Ministries is to proclaim Jesus Christ throughout the world and prepare believers and non-believers how to live independently and have dominion to reign over the enemies of this world. We encourage you to sow into this ministry for the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and winning souls for the kingdom. Your prayer and financial support are an important component to bringing the gospel to the world. Together we can make a difference. If you would like to send your prayer request or share a testimony or make a donation or love offering, please contact us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com.
They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover.
Acts chapter 1, verses 6 through 8 says, "When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons, which the Father hath put in his own power. But ye shall receive power, after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the world." Beloved, we are commissioned by the Lord to bring revival, restoration, and healing to the broke, and established to release a spirit of restoration and renewal to those that are hurting. Isaiah chapter 61, verses 1 through 4 says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourns, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. And they shall build the old wastes. They shall raise up the former desolations. And they shall repair the waste cities, the desolations of many generations." Beloved, our purpose, mission, and goal are that the Lord's kingdom on earth would continually be advanced and expanded for his glory. Jesus Christ declared that he came to seek and save them that are lost. Therefore, our purpose is for the saints, empowered by the word of God, begins to reproduce the word that they have received by evangelizing the world for Jesus Christ and restoring the true purpose of the church. Of the body of Jesus Christ with the tools necessary to effectively function in the call of God on their lives. As believers, we are commissioned by the Lord to take the knowledge of Jesus Christ throughout the world. I pray that these teachings will be a blessing to you and will help you fulfill the Great Commission. You have been called to be a steward, a servant of God. God has called you to be His ambassador to the world. He has given you the ministry of delivering the message of God to the whole world, the message of reconciliation. No greater call could ever be issued. No higher position could ever be held. I encourage you to join us every Wednesday and Sundays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This teaching, Supernatural Faith, will help you develop and increase your faith, which will enable you to walk in the Spirit. You will understand the basis by which faith operates and is built on. Many Christians try to apply their faith and see no results, not realizing that faith must be built on a solid foundation. You will also gain an understanding of the gift of Spirit, the gift of faith, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. For more information and to receive copies of these teachings, which can be used in Bible study forums, write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. God bless you as we continue on this spiritual journey.
To the home where I used to live, the grass had grown up and it covered the door. Someone across the street said, "I know they don't live here anymore. They are somewhere around the throne of God.
as we continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission, our number one goal is Jesus Christ. Our mission is souls, and our vision is the last day's Book of Acts. We encourage you to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.blogtalkradio.com/Reverend Davis. Our lesson, Supernatural Faith. Tonight's lesson will be the instability of double-mindedness. Heavenly Father, once again I come into your presence, Lord. And as you have commissioned us to go forth and teach your word, I pray, O Lord, that tonight's lesson will be a blessing to those who will listen. I pray, O Lord, that they will have an understanding. I pray, O Father, in the name of Jesus, that all scales will be removed from their eyes. They won't have itching ears, and that they'll submit to you tonight. Lord, I bless you, and I pray that the Holy Spirit will guide me throughout this lesson tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, that calls me from a world of care and bids me at my Father's throne make all my wants and wishes known.
For tonight, the instability of double-mindedness. There are a varied number of Christians who are unstable, causing them never to be able to establish a foundation of faith which would truly help them build, develop, and see the promises of God manifested in their lives. This instability is usually due to what is being called double-minded or of two or more different thoughts or opinions. James chapter 1, verses 6 through 8 says, "But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways." What is the definition of double-minded? The Greek word for double in this text of Scripture is dipsochos, pronounced dipsukas, meaning two-spirited, vacillating in opinion or purpose. A double-minded person swings indecisively from one course of action or opinion to another. It can also be defined as a person who wavers back and forth from one opinion to another. Please make a mental note that to be double-minded is to be two-spirited. There is some truth that we will examine regarding this point later in this teaching. It is in the mind. It is in the area of the mind that the Christian gains the faith victory that will manifest in the natural. The enemy is aware of this fact and thus challenges us at this very place to become unstable. Faith builds on a solid foundation, which is the Word of God. Yet double-mindedness causes instability due to doubting the integrity of our foundation, again, the Word of God. It is in the reception of thoughts that either faith or doubt is released, causing results. It is the enemy's objective to bombard the mind with thoughts that are contrary to God's word, thus neutralizing the release of faith, which would have caused God's power to be released or manifested in and through the individual. You see, the enemy knows that the mind of a person is the key to what that person will believe God to be or become. So he attacks it with thoughts that are contrary to the word of God. He knows that if he put just a little bit of credence in his suggestions and thoughts, then we will be double-minded and cause faith to stop flowing. Again, double-mindedness causes doubt, thus a stoppage of the release of God's power regarding anything in our lives. James chapter 1 verse 7 tells us that it is because of double-mindedness that a person does not receive anything of the Lord. It reads, "For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord." It is a demonic warfare strategy. The enemy encourages us to walk in the flesh or have natural sight, causing us not to walk in the Spirit or see the Word of God through the eyes of faith. Often when we accept many of the fleshy suggestions and exalt the things we see naturally above the Word of God, we become double-minded. This is due to the battle it causes with what God desires us to do in the Spirit. It is the battle between the flesh or natural things that we see and believe, and the Spirit or things that the Word of God tells us is true, which causes Christians to be indecisive, thus double-minded. Double-mindedness is one of Satan's key military tactics that he uses against the child of God to steal the manifestation of God's promise and power. The demonic spirit knows that faith to empower the word of God must be single. That is to say, it must be of one opinion, and that opinion is that the word or promises of God are the absolute truth. Double-mindedness says, that there are two or more minds at work, ask yourself the question, how many minds do I have? Your answer should be one, and that one mind should be submitted to the thoughts of your Creator, the living God. The second, third, fourth, or fifth mind or suggestive influence must be recognized as demonic spirits. Double-mindedness is a propaganda strategy wherein the enemy sends suggestions that are contrary to the person in authority that has power over a person or territory. The enemy shoots propaganda at you, trying to destroy the truth or integrity of the Word of God. Double-mindedness happens when we are open to receive another opinion because we doubt the integrity of God and His words. Numbers chapter 23, verse 19 tells us that God's word is absolutely true, causing us to have no need for a second or outside opinion. It reads, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Had he said, and shall he not do it? Or had he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Beloved, when we open up to double-mindedness, we will surely not see God's promises manifested in our lives. You must be determined not to second-guess the word of God. You must learn to be single-minded. Again, double-mindedness is being of two opinions. This has to do with the enemy's assault on the integrity of the Word of God. It is what happened to Eve in the Garden of Eden. She accepted another opinion that was contrary to the known Word of God. Genesis chapter 3, verses 1 through 6 says, Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, had God said, Ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God had said, Ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, Ye shall not surely die, for God doth know that in the day that ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and the tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. Beloved, we see that the enemy introduced an alternate thought to remove the oneness of the Word of God in her mind. It must be your objective to be single-minded. That is to say, your only opinion is God's Word. The enemy is constantly speaking the natural impossibilities, while the Word of God is directing us to the fact that nothing is impossible with God, who lives in you and is in covenant with you. He does all this to get you to second guess what God has said to you and about you. All this with the purpose of stopping the things and promises of God from being established in you through instability. Don't entertain the thought. The enemy is the master of what if. When you begin to entertain his what ifs, then you open the door to bring in his doubt and release or lose your faith due to accepting an opposing opinion. Your faith does not flow out from you towards things. Rather, it must be built up and become full within your mind, releasing an overflow into your spirit where God dwells, who then uses your faith to touch things. When your faith gets into your spirit where God dwells, then God uses the faith that has arrived or reached him to accomplish your request that was in his will. Whenever a Christian wants to receive things from God, the enemy challenges those promises and desires with thoughts that go contrary to them. If a person entertains those thoughts that become double-minded, thus losing the necessary faith to birth things into manifestation due to the fact that their faith is neutralized and never reaches God. His faith is in the word that receives. Double-mindedness causes Christians to be unstable. We should be spiritually stable in the fact that God's word is the truth and it will manifest in our lives. When we place our faith in the word and reject the opinion of the enemy, then God is able to use that single mind faith in his word to manifest his promises to you and in you. The enemy attacks where faith begins. Faith begins in the mind. When we accept or reject words and opinions, when we accept God's words in our mind, it flows into the spirit where God dwells and releases his power. Double-mindedness causes a person's faith never to reach where God's power is in the spirit, causing a constant lack of the manifestation of God's power, provision, and promises. This is why the enemy attacks the word of God in our minds, to hinder our faith in it from reaching our spirits. Faith in the mind releases power in the spirit. Double-mindedness dilutes and steals the measure of faith that a person needs to reach the Spirit of God in you, that causes his will and promises to be manifested in your life. Again, the scripture says that a double-minded person does not receive anything of the Lord. Why? Because their mind is not single or full of faith in the word to release faith in the spirit realm, thus an inability to receive from the Lord God. I would like to reiterate this again. You receive from God when the faith in your mind is released in the spirit where God dwells, hears, and responds. The enemy combats the faith in your mind to plug up or stop your ability to release it into your spirit. Any doubt stops the release of faith in the area that you want it manifested. This is why many are not healed or don't receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. The enemy challenges the truth of the word with thoughts of doubt about these as well as other things. When we entertain those thoughts, we become double-minded. Thus, we do not release the faith in that area to receive the promises of the Word of God. Past failures breed present double-mindedness. A lack of past success in regards to seeing God's promises manifested in a person's life can cause present double-mindedness, which opens the door to continual loss. Here we can examine the root of double-mindedness, which is sin. When we continue a habit of sin, such as complaining or murmuring, we lose our right to come before God and get an audience with Him to hear our petition. Double-mindedness also as a place when a person has suffered past failures regarding what they had asked God for, that they may not have sought God's face to see if it was in His will. Before you apply your faith to believe God for something, first see if it's His will. God will let you know. So many Christians become unsure, thus open themselves to double-mindedness when they have placed their faith in their wants and not God's will. Many of our wants are often opinions and suggestions of the enemy, which go contrary to God's will. And when God does not go along with the suggestion that the enemy has given us, we lose confidence and become double-minded. Double-mindedness can also happen when we do not put confidence in what God has shown us. You must lift up the word of God and things that God has shown you in prayer. Then begin to praise God to fight off the enemy's assault of double-mindedness that is intended to steal from you. Many Christians have not received the things that God has intended for them because they have allowed the enemy to confuse them, thus steal their faith with opinions that go contrary to the word of God. Double-mindedness steals a Christian's power. A large portion of Christians are powerless today because they are between two opinions, the things of God and His ways, and the thoughts and suggestions of the enemy, the impossibilities of the natural and the doubts regarding God's word. In 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 21, we see Elijah dealing with God's covenant people who swayed or wavered between two opinions regarding who God was, it says. And Elijah came unto all the people and said, "How long are ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow Him. But if Baal, then follow him." And the people answered him not a word. Beloved, if God's word is true, which it is, then let us believe it totally and leave no room for a second opinion. Christians have not been able to walk in the success that God has intended for them to walk in, because we have been deceived by the enemy to allow our minds to be full of worldly and carnal things while thinking that we can still be single-minded and empowered to serve God. Securing the victory over double-mindedness. So you want to be victorious, then you must become single-minded. This might cause a drastic change in your life. You must begin to fill yourself with the Word of God and things of God, while diminishing and limiting worldly and fleshly things that speak of man's strength and weaknesses. You must increase your time spent with God and doing the things of God. Reject things and circumstances that cause fear, doubt, and unbelief. Cast down the devil's imagination that go contrary to God's word and God's will. Praise is also a key factor or defense when the enemy tries to assault your mind with thoughts that are contrary to the word and promises of God to you. Praise God for the specific promises in his words that apply to you. Even speaking forth the word of God in praise causes faith, for faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Beloved, here are some basic steps in how to overcome double-mindedness. 1. Give no place to the devil to use failures that were due to sin to steal your confidence in what God will do. Repent of all sin. Ask God to forgive you and live righteously. 2. Be active in your mind. Cast down every imagination of the enemy in the beginning. Do not entertain them, for his every suggestion is to give you a second opinion that is contrary to God's word. 3. Be full of the word of God. Study it, read it, memorize it, for it is the opinion that you need to see the manifestation of God's promises. It is the word of God that the Holy Spirit anoints or empowers to manifest his promises to you. So put in as much word as you can to also dispel the opinion of the enemy and give the Holy Spirit the material to work with. 4. Begin to praise God by declaring the promises of his word. When the enemy tries to introduce a second opinion, you continue to praise God. As we continue on this spiritual journey, our lesson for tonight was the instability of double-mindedness. I pray that it was a blessing to you. If you would like more information on tonight's lesson, or you would like to request copies of previous lessons, please write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Continue on this spiritual journey, we are commissioned by the Lord to bring revival, restoration, and healing to the broke and establish the release a spirit of restoration and renewal to those who are hurting. So tonight, we would like to pray for those who are hurting, those who appear to be double-minded, those who appear to believe that there is a rejection from others, those who are bitter, and those who are rebelling against the Lord God. So tonight, we will submit to the Lord. And we'll cast out and renounce the spirits of infirmities. Thank you. Forgive me, Lord, for allowing any fear, guilt, self-rejection, self-hatred, unforgiveness, bitterness, sin, pride, or rebellion to open the door to any sickness or infirmity. I renounce these things in the name of Jesus. Jesus Christ carried my sickness and infirmity according to Matthew chapter 8, verse 17. I break, rebuke, and cast out any spirit of cancer that would attempt to establish itself in my lungs, bones, breast, throat, back, spine, liver, kidneys, pancreas, or stomach in the name of Jesus. I rebuke and cast out all spirits causing diabetes, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart attack, stroke, kidney failure, leukemia, blood disease, breathing problems, arthritis, lupus, Alzheimer's, or insomnia in the name of Jesus. I cast out any spirit of infirmity that came into my life through pride in the name of Jesus. I cast out any spirit of infirmity that came into my life through trauma or accidents in the name of Jesus. I cast out any spirit of infirmity that came into my life through rejection in the name of Jesus. I cast out any spirit of infirmity that came into my life through witchcraft in the name of Jesus. I rebuke any sickness that would come to eat up my flesh in the name of Jesus. I break all curses of sickness and disease, and I command all hereditary spirits of sickness to come out. No sickness or plague will come near my dwelling. I command every germ or disease or sickness that touches my body to die in the name of Jesus. I am redeemed from sickness and disease. I loose myself from every infirmity in the name of Jesus. The Lord has a lot of ways to heal us, based on the redemptive power of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ paid for it with his life on the cross. He desires for you to be healed. Walk in divine health is the reason he went through so much pain and suffering. He took upon himself the pain and suffering of humanity. He made healing available to us through many avenues, but we must have faith to believe in his word and to stand strong on his word for complete healing of all the problems that we face in this world today. Healing through the laying on of hands, healing through deliverance, healing through faith, healing through virtue or touch, healing through the presence of God, healing through the gift of healing, healing through fasting, healing through the word, healing through clothes. Beloved, the scripture tells us, by the stripes of Jesus Christ, I am healed. He took my sickness. He carried my pain. I believe it is his will or the will of God for me to be healed. In the name of Jesus, I break every curse of infirmity, sickness and premature death of my body in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I break every curse of witchcraft and destruction over my body and from both sides of my family. In the name of Jesus, I speak to every sickness in my body and I command it to leave. I come against any condition and infirmities that affect me in the name of Jesus. I release miracles of healing in my body in the name of Jesus. I believe, God, for miracles of healing in my life and in my family, wherever I go, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you tonight and I bless you. Lord, that elect and healing are coming now, this very moment, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for restoration. And I bless you, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Going to will be kept confidential.
At this time, we would like to extend an invitation to you to join me on the Roman road to salvation. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or if you had previously accepted him and turned away from him, beloved, God created us in his own image to have an abundant life. God gave us a will and freedom of choice. Some of us chose to disobey and go our own sinful ways, resulting in separation from God. I encourage you to turn away from the sins of the world and to accept Jesus Christ, or to recommit your lives to him. Jesus Christ is standing at the door of your heart, knocking, listening, and waiting for you to make that decision. For those who are turned away from him, he is waiting to be restored as the Lord and Master of your lives. I'm going to ask you to renew your commitment to him. Will you receive Jesus Christ right now?
Romans chapter 10 verse 9 says,
that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 11, verse 28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. In Matthew chapter 16, verse 24, he said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up the cross and follow me. Salvation is a gift, and you can receive it right this very minute if you will admit you are a sinner and ask Jesus Christ to save you. God wants to give you the best gift ever offered anyone. Why not accept him now? God loves you and wants you to experience peace and life, abundant and eternal. So I'm going to ask you tonight to join me in prayer and to accept Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, I have sinned against you. I want you to have mercy on me, a sinner. I want your forgiveness for all my sins. I believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for me and rose again. Father, I repent of my sins and surrender to you, Lord. From now on, my life is in your hands to do as you wish. I want Jesus Christ to come into my life and into my heart. This I ask in Jesus' name, amen. Does it mean to receive Jesus Christ? It means to accept Jesus Christ as all God offers him to be for everybody. Jesus Christ is God's gift. John chapter 3 verse 16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I encourage you to continue to live for Jesus Christ and to study his words. Find your church in your community that preaches Jesus Christ and salvation. God bless you, and may his face shine upon you. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you once again for the opportunity and the privilege to be used as this instrument for the furtherance of your word. Lord, I thank you and I bless you tonight. And I submit to you. Father, I pray, O God, for those who have listened and those who will be listening. I pray that your lesson tonight, double-mindedness, will open the eyes and the hearts of many. Where there were misunderstanding, I pray for wisdom and understanding. And for those who have just accepted your Son, Jesus Christ, I pray that you'll continue to strengthen them as we continue on this journey. We pray, O God, that your Holy Spirit will dwell within me. And Lord, I pray for the House of Christ ministries and all the other ministries that comes under the House of Christ ministries. I pray that your anointing will flow through us in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I thank you for this show. I thank you for this program. House of Christ Ministries presents, proclaiming your Son Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission. Lord, we thank you once again. And we bless you. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God and the full fellowship of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, rest, remain, and abide with you all. Amen. And amen. I am your host, Reverend Donald Davis. God bless you, and good night. And I remind you once again, to tune in every Wednesday and Sunday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can also write to me, Reverend Donald Davis, at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York. Once again, God bless you.